Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy weekend. We have got college football coming to us in a matter of weeks. It's August 31st for Ole Miss fans, but there was preseason NFL on this week. We've got college football coming up, so it is not very far off. But we have a special guest joining us that is, look, if you want to say he's drinking the Kool-Aid, cool, but I don't think there's any Kool-Aid here. This is legit at this point with Ole Miss and the college football playoff hype. Jackson Dart with the Heisman, a lot of preseason accolades for the defensive prospects that have been brought in via the portal. It seems to be warranted. But before we do that, I do want to remind you, each and every day this show is brought to you by our friends at College Corner. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go see them brick and mortar, or you can check them out at collegecornerstore.com. All right, without further ado, let's bring him in. It is our good buddy, J.D. Pickell. The heart and soul of On3's YouTube channel. You can check him out, The Hard Count with J.D. Pickell, every day on the YouTube, On3 YouTube channel. J.D., welcome in, man. How we doing?
Man, a lot better after that intro, man. Like, that gave me the juice that I need to keep it rolling throughout the day. But you mentioned the Kool-Aid at the top of this thing. If you can't drink the Kool-Aid, you know, in early August, late July, heading into the season, you can't take it with you to October, November. So I would say, if you're an Ole Miss fan, guzzle all of it that you have in the fridge. But man, it's a pleasure to be on with you and excited to talk some ball, brother.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's throw the straw out. I mean, heck, we could just shotgun it if we want to get the going. You talk about it a lot on your show. I mean, everybody's been talking about it. It seems that Ole Miss is kind of that hot name right now. I know people had kind of dipped the toe in the water a little bit the last couple of years with Ole Miss being trendy. I think most of it was because of Lane Kiffin and the cachet that comes with that. But now it seems like the Rebels have some bona fides. You've got a loaded roster. You've got a third-year starting quarterback and a coach that looks to be very comfortable, you know, not only in his own skin now as a head coach, but also in Oxford. What is it about this team that makes you kind of truly believe that college football playoff or bust is kind of the MO?
I think the schedule is one part of it, and maybe the schedule gets a little bit overblown when you sit here in the summer and then you head into November and look back at the schedule and you're like, well, actually, that team that we thought was an easy win didn't actually end up being the layup that we thought it was. So to put a finer point on it, when I look at Ole Miss, I feel like there is minimal question marks at the most important spots. Like at the head coach, at the OC, like you feel great about Weiss, you feel great about Kiffin. You mentioned Jackson Dart, third-year guy in the system. Looks like he's progressing every single year in that system. The skill players from a Juice Wells to a Jordan Watkins, who doesn't get talked about nearly enough, to a Trey Harris. Like, you just go down the line here, and I think what's really kind of, for me at least, poured gasoline on the fire that is Ole Miss is what they've done in the trenches. And that's something that's a talking point that we've beat to death for anyone that's watched our show. But, I mean, we've done it for a reason because I think it's going to be absolutely crucial for them to separate and to be in that tier with the Georgias and the Alabamas. So adding a Princely Uman Mielen, who's a proven commodity in the SEC, Walter Nolan, the same deal in the trenches on the defensive tackle spot from A&M. Those are two guys that when I talk about minimal question marks, like you're not wondering how they're going to translate to the SEC. They're not a guy that's transferring in from the Pac-12 or Big 12 or Group of Five. Like these are guys that know what this conference is about and are going to make a major impact here for Ole Miss in 2024. One more thing I'll say, I played with Ole Miss last night on College Football 25. Walter Nolan, if he's anything like the game for Ole Miss, is going to be a problem and a half for opposing offenses. So I'm buying the stock, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm big on Ole Miss this year.
Yeah, you mentioned him. It's a good segue. Yesterday in some press conferences after fall camp, Pete Golding was talking about Walter Nolan. First off, he said he reminds him of Quinnen Williams when he was at Alabama. That'll play. That's pretty good. But Pete also said, quote, he's got elite twitch inside. He's got enough juice that you're not taking him off the field. I think he can be an elite pass rusher inside. You mentioned the game. I've seen multiple people send me screenshots of winning the Heisman with Princely Uman Mielen. The front seven on the game is legit. So if Ole Miss can, if that translates to real life, it'll be a fun season. But, you mentioned Jackson Dart. I did a piece a while back about guys taking a jump in year two with Kiffin. You've seen it over the years with Matt Corral, with Robeson at FAU. He had it with Matt Barkley at SC. But now a third year, it's kind of unprecedented this day and age in college football. Not a lot of guys hang around the same school for 3 years. They're either going pro or they're getting in the portal. I thought last year you could see it. I mean, the maturation took care of the football. I thought he was a lot smarter with his decision-making. He tucked it and ran it when there wasn't anything. He didn't force a lot of balls. A lot of people say, like, or will ask me, who's the most important guy on this team this year? I say without hesitation, it's Dart. And it's a quarterback league. It's a quarterback game. But I think if he can play pretty much where he was last year or maybe a little bit better – with the weapons around him and this defense that's been overhauled, I mean, the sky's the limit with this team, right?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I think you hit it on the head, man. Like, it's such a tough question to unpack and not say the quarterback when it's someone who touches the football literally every offensive snap. But, I mean, you're exactly right. His command of the offense, just being able to watch him from year one to year two, just from what I can tell, watching the broadcast copy, it looks like there's a lot less of the gears turning and it's more just like, hey, he's out there, he's playing football, he's playing instinctual. Like, he now has command of this offense. He's not wondering where to go with the football. And I think a lot of Ole Miss fans saw that as the season progressed and kind of crescendoed in that Peach Bowl game against Penn State, who, even with a lot of guys out, was one of the better defenses in college football and a really great personnel outfit out there in Happy Valley. So, at the end of the day, man, this team will go as Jackson Dart goes. There's no way around it. And what he's able to do, like you said, in that system now going into year three, look at what's happened the last couple of years in the college football playoff. Last year's the best example. You had multi-year starters playing for the national title. And I think experience is going to be something we see even more important for these teams that want to compete at the highest level, especially at the quarterback position in this expanded playoff. So I'm buying the Jackson Dart stock. I love the way that he's progressed in Lane Kiffin's system. And the weapons that he has to go to probably doesn't hurt too much either.
Yeah, our guy Andy Staples had Stanford Steve on his podcast, and you know, Andy is like you. He's high on Ole Miss. He thinks that the college football playoff is I'm not going to say like, you know, a foregone conclusion, but the schedule sets up nice. You stay healthy. There's a really good chance that 10-2 is a legitimate floor. Stanford Steve kind of said the same thing. You know, he was on with Andy and he said, quote, my expectation level is I have Ole Miss as the highest of the group of, you know, the new SEC contenders with Missouri. And then, you know, kind of the household names with Bama and LSU. It's, just, you know, kind of who can get to the top next to Georgia. And Stanford Steve has Ole Miss in that group. He said the one bet I made was Jackson Dart for the Heisman.
I love it.
I mean, look, the six best odds right now, I mean, $100 down, you're probably, depending on what book you're using, you're getting anywhere from like $1,200, $1,600 bucks if he gets it done. But yeah, as the trigger man for the offense and kind of that heart and soul of the locker room, because they use the portal a lot. Everybody knows that. Like Kiffin's the portal king. I think having that leadership and that experience in the locker room has been crucial the last couple of years with how portal heavy Ole Miss has been. I'm interested to get your take on this as we kind of transition here, because you're a big program guy. You dole out the title of, you know, you'll use recruiting like a program. It's normally for high school. You use it when, you know, programs are getting big commitments, five stars and all that. But could there be, you know, maybe an asterisk or an exception for a program like Ole Miss to be recruiting like a program with what they've done in the portal?
Yeah, so typically what I'll dish out there, instead of recruiting like a program, we'll go to portaling like a program. And I don't know if there's been any school across America since the portal's existence, maybe Florida State, that is on Ole Miss's level when it comes to portaling like a program. And I think the impressive part, too, it's not just the quantity, because anybody can go to the portal and make a great pitch and throw NIL dollars at a kid and try to flip the roster, and that's all well and good. But the hit rate for Lane Kiffin, I think, speaks volumes to what they do internally, to their evals, to their processes. Like Trey Harris, a guy who transfers up and has a ton of success in the SEC. Jackson Dart, the whole Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams thing happens at USC, and he transfers to Ole Miss. He has success after sticking it out in the process, if you will, of that whole quarterback room. Obviously, they brought some guys in last spring, I suppose it was, as well, between Spencer Sanders and Howard. Nonetheless, the point I'm trying to make here is it's not just the quantity. It really is the quality. And at Ole Miss, definitely, they play the quantity game too, without question. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to Lane Kiffin that he has the roster he has right now. That is, let's just call a spade here. They have a window here in this season to make a run. And the thing that I think is interesting to look at when you zoom out and talk about Ole Miss and Kiffin in the portal, it's a lot like the four-minute mile theory almost 100 years ago. I'm fuzzy on the history. They used to think like, hey, if you go sub 4 minutes on the mile, your heart will explode. Can't do it. Won't happen. Not a good idea. And then somebody does it, and then everyone starts running the 4 minute mile like he goes out of style. And right now people are saying, hey, you got to build through the high school level. And I think right now that's true because that's all we've seen. But what happens when a school like an Ole Miss or a Florida State or somewhere else portals their way to a national championship? And we say, okay, well, maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe that's actually how it's supposed to be done. Ole Miss is probably the prime candidate for that in the near future with what they've done through the portal last couple of cycles, taking 65 guys in 3 years. And it's a tremendous case study for all of us into how to use the portal. And I don't think Lane Kiffin's slowing down anytime soon.
We were both at the Personnel and Recruiting Symposium earlier this week, and I'm sure you talked about recruiting in some form with some people, but I talked with a good bit of staffers from all over the country about the portal, because a lot of them were asking me about Ole Miss and how all the new faces are looking. And I got to talking with a couple of them and said, you know, I firmly believe that in some form or fashion, you do still have to build through high school. Yeah. I think that quality depth is crucial, but Kiffin is kind of laying out the blueprint for maybe not overhauling a roster, but filling spots is what I think the portal is mainly for. And Kiffin has kind of figured it out. He's kind of cracked the code where he's not only filling spots, but he's also quality depth as well. I talked to a guy from the Pac-12, or excuse me, the Pac-12, a Big Ten program. But he, he was like, dude, when you get a guy like Isaiah Hamilton out of Houston, and he might be your fourth or fifth best defensive back, he's like, dude, that's crazy. And, you know, I talked to another guy in the SEC that said, you know, he thought on film, Cam Franklin and William Echols, both on 300 prospects, four stars. He was like, any other year, those dudes would be pushing for playing time in the two deep. And because Ole Miss got a Walter Nolan, got a Prince Umamielen, they got Chris Hardy, they've got Jared Ivey back, they've got J.J. Pegues back, and Xavier Harris, so on and so forth. I mean, those dudes are super talented, and they're true freshmen. But, yeah, any other year, they probably would be in the mix. It's I don't know. I wanted to get your take on that. Is like, do you think that is actually sustainable? I mean, I don't think it is, because I think they just kind of hit all the right notes this year. But Kiffin kind of seems to have some semblance of a plan that seems to work and resonate with dudes.
Yeah, I think I'm with you in the sense that I probably would lean towards the high school model being the most sustainable. I feel like everybody has that view on it right now. But when you look at Ole Miss and just their whole standing in the SEC, like, let's say that they just went all in on the high school level. Let's say they push super hard. They get the best class they've had in recent memory, and they land somewhere in the top 10. Let's put them at number 9 on National Signing Day. Where does that put you in the SEC? Because number 9 in all of America is great, but are you still behind the LSUs, the Bamas, the Georgias, maybe the Auburns? Like, that puts you, you know, 5th in the SEC, potentially. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone right now, too, even as I say that out loud. Like, does that really move the needle for you with what you want to do in the future? I guess it could if you hit on the exact right guys and, you know, you have the best development in place. But I think if you're Lane Kiffin, you're like, all right, we could be a top 5 team in the SEC on the recruiting trail, and that'd be great. But if we want to win in 2024 and give ourselves a better chance to recruit at a higher level at the high school level, period, like, let's go get some guys that can help us win right now. And so I think that whole chicken or the egg scenario is kind of interesting for them. Like, which comes first? Is it recruiting at the high school level? Is it winning? Winning equates to recruiting. So the whole thing is very fascinating to me when you break down like the dynamics there. But I really do think that for Lane Kiffin, it's he's someone that we're going to, again, like I said, like, this is the case study for us going forward on what can you really get out of the portal? Because I have to believe that Lane Kiffin's going to squeeze every single ounce of potential out of his portal classes every single year. Does not look like he is going to slow down when it comes to how they attack the portal. If they can land top guys at the high school level, I'm sure they'd love to do that. But it really seems like right now they're going to go with the known commodities from the portal, have that professional model, that professional mindset, as they say out there in Oxford. And they're just going to treat it that way and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. So it's fascinating. We'll learn a lot here over the next couple of years, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ole Miss does win a national championship in these next 2 to 3 years. I think you'll see a lot of places start to reinvent what they believe is possible and the best practice when it comes to portal versus high school.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Yeah, and Kiffin and them have been pretty adamant and pretty honest and open about it with, hey, we're going to hit the portal, but we're also going to hit high school. But they have been pretty keen on sticking to like the 15 to like 23 number for high school, where it's like, hey, we're gonna find our dudes we really want, and we're gonna go after them hard, but we're not gonna push the envelope with, well, we didn't get this guy we wanted, so we're gonna fill his spot with this guy. You know, sometimes it happens. You know, a lot of in-person evaluations, camp workouts, private workouts, all that, where you get that official offer. But yeah, I think it's, so far it's worked for Ole Miss, and you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But yeah, just have your 20 to 23 dudes that you want, and then maybe you get 19 of them. Well, then you try and go out and get 7, 8, 9 portal guys. I don't see how that couldn't be sustainable, right?
And this is probably not so specific to Ole Miss, but like Zach, we're seeing more and more. How often do coaches get 3 years to really let all their guys, you know, reach their potential and develop their 4 or 5-star recruits they got? Like, obviously, Lane Kiffin isn't, you know, on the hot seat by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the model that he has in place, when it is a what have you done for me lately business now more than ever with the portal, like, that is probably the best practice if you want to win, like, this upcoming season. So I don't have any issue with it. Again, I think when you look at the teams that have had the most success in the college football world, you look at the teams that have won at the high school level when it comes to recruiting, but who's to say that Lane Kiffin can't kind of have his cake and eat it too? You know, you bring in those solid portal classes, you bring in the right kind of guys that understand you're going to probably develop, wait your turn. If you're good enough to play early, great, but like, we're going to bring you along. And then as you slowly but surely kind of develop this process and this standard of doing things in place, that could make all the difference, and that could change the game for how they recruit at the high school level as well.
You mentioned Florida State, and I do want to go back to it. I wrote a piece earlier this year, I believe it was in like February, comparing this year's Ole Miss team to last year's Florida State team with what each program did in the portal. Look, we all know what happened to Florida State in the college football playoff. Obviously, I don't think that would be the case if Ole Miss had a season like Florida State had last year, being in the SEC, having an opportunity to beat a Georgia, beat an LSU on the road, beat an Oklahoma, beat a Florida on the road. Again, circling back to what we said at the top, where it's not crazy to think that Ole Miss could win 10, 11 regular season games. I mean, it's never been done, not 11 in the regular season. But yeah, I mean, it is kind of uncharted territory for Ole Miss fans, you know, our subscribers at ohmspirit.com, to kind of admit it, where it's like, hey, we're not just some Kool-Aid sipping message board fan. Like, this is real, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think the thing that is really intriguing when you compare last year's Florida State to this year's Ole Miss is last year's Florida State was number one in America in returning production. And that's great. I mean, your returning production is, I guess, as valuable as it was from the season before. Like, okay, is that actually meaningful production you're returning? I guess is one way to look at it. But to put a finer point on it, like, I think the leadership Florida State brought back last year was a big reason why they were so successful and why they were able to win some of those games even after Jordan Travis went down. Now, if you're Ole Miss, you hope you don't have to win games with Jackson Dart down. But I think there's still an interesting nucleus there of leadership. Like, as much as they went to the portal, they still have some really key guys returning. We talked about Dart. He is obviously the thermostat. Trey Harris, a guy who understands the way they do things at Ole Miss, he's going to help set the standard. You kind of go down the line there. Suntarine Perkins, a young buck, but still someone I'm sure they'll look to kind of set that standard defensively. That leadership nucleus, I think, is arguably as important as the talent level they have in Oxford. The talent level is high. Do not misunderstand me. The talent level is very, very high, but to have the maturity and the experience we talked about with the Dart, with the Harris and other guys across that roster, I think that's probably the most interesting part of this whole thing for Ole Miss. The thing that made me confident if I'm an Ole Miss fan when it comes to trying to make a run here in 24 for the college football playoff and to get to Atlanta at the end of the regular season.
Last thing here, Ole Miss lost Quinshon Judkins, got in the portal, went to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Quickly, you know, not going to say Ole Miss replaced him. Very good player. Super talented. He's going to be all right. But Ulysses Bentley.
Yeah.
Never left. Stayed on the roster. He was there last year. He battled some injuries here and there. But when he was healthy last year, he was electric. And I think going into this year, just another year in the system, knowing what he's supposed to do, knowing what's asked of him in that locker room, off the field, being a leader, like he said. And then they add Rashad Amos out of the portal, and then get Logan Diggs, who is probably not going to be available for the first game, but with the depth and, you know, that long runway with the non-con, I think he's going to be ready to contribute when you get into that bulk of SEC play. But you can't necessarily replace Quinshon Judkins, but I don't think the running back room gets talked about enough. What do you expect from this group? You know, kind of a quartet of backs, if you will.
Yeah, I think you got to moneyball it, right? Like, there's that scene with Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt. They're talking about, man, how do we replace a Johnny Damon? And it's like, you don't replace him. Don't replace the production. We replace him in the aggregate, which is, I think, kind of what you were getting to there from a familiar face in Henry Parrish, who was at Miami and now he's back at Ole Miss. Ulysses Bentley, Diggs, all those guys that you just mentioned, like, there's no way to replace a Quinshon Judkins. Like, he is one of the best backs in America. He's going to do great things at Ohio State. I'm sure Ole Miss fans would have loved to have him and his ability stay at Ole Miss, but they're going to be okay for the reasons you just mentioned. They got a lot of really capable guys in that room, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, to call a spade, and to, you know, maybe take it a step further, like, schematically, I think they're going to do a lot to help that backfield as well. Like, this whole RPO system where if you're at that second level of the defense, you're a linebacker, like, you can't afford to just trigger on the run when you see, you know, what looks to be a power or an inside zone to Ulysses Bentley, because You may have a Jordan Watkins running right behind you in an RPO. You might have, you know, a Juice Wells out there on the bubble. So I think it's going to maybe also kind of give Ole Miss that edge offensively, as we've seen them have, you know, really throughout Lane Kiffin's entire time there. But to put, you know, an answer to your question, you can't replace Quinshon Judkins, but you can replace him in the aggregate.
Love it. Kind of a final, put a bow in it here, put you on the spot. What's a game this year that you're looking forward to for Ole Miss that, win or lose, you're going to think, okay, I learned a lot about this Ole Miss team here. And, you know, let's say for the, you know, let's say it's a win, winning purpose, looking forward to, regardless of where it is in the season, you know, if it's later in the season, then it's obviously leading up to the college football playoff or the SEC title game. But which game do you think you're going to learn the most about this Ole Miss team is?
If it were a win, I think Georgia is probably the obvious answer, right? I mean, like, how, even if you don't beat Georgia, they're going to be a great measuring stick. For those that have been tuned into our show, I have Georgia and Ole Miss actually playing three times throughout the course of this upcoming season, from the SEC title game to the college football playoff. So be a great jumping off point if my prediction ends up coming to fruition. The other game that I'm watching here is LSU, because last year, it was well documented. Ole Miss wins in dramatic fashion, and it's in Oxford. This time you got to go to Death Valley. We talk a lot about maturity and experience in this team and all those intangibles. Like, that's great to talk about for us here in August. And I think right now it's absolutely true in August, but it's very different for us to talk about it in the summer and then for it to show up in one of the most difficult environments to play in all of college football, with a really good head coach, one of the best head coaches in college football, whether folks want to believe it or not, in Brian Kelly. So I think those two games are going to be really good measuring sticks. And the LSU game, maybe more specifically, because you won it last year and because it was at home, how do you, you know, recoup and how do you duplicate last year's success in that game in a more difficult environment, different personnel for LSU, and an outfit that I'm just believing right now in August will be much improved defensively. So those two games, LSU and Georgia, big ones on the road, but I think you're going to learn a lot about Ole Miss from both those games.
All right, bonus hot seat question.
Love it.
If Ole Miss and Georgia are both undefeated for the November 9th game in Oxford, has to be College Game Day. Who do you think would be the celebrity guest picker for that game?
Oh, man. Celebrity guest picker. It's in Oxford. Man.
So do you want to hear mine?
Please. Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly blanking on folks that would be like even in that conversation.
So I've had this working theory that Lane Kiffin has been doing this long con on Twitter with all the Taylor Swift stuff, to where he would try to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce there.
No way. If they got Taylor Swift to Oxford, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, I guess they got Katy Perry not that long ago, so maybe it's not that much of a stretch.
That's the thing. It's a reach, because, like, Katy Perry actually had Ole Miss ties. Like, her manager went to Ole Miss, so there was a connection there. The Taylor Swift thing, like, maybe T-Swift knows that Kiffin, you know, maybe her people tell her, like, hey, this football coach tweets about you a lot.
That would be so funny. I'd be so about that. I don't know if I have as good an answer as that. Like, I started going down the rabbit hole of, like, okay, former Ole Miss players.
Yeah. Maybe Patrick Willis would come out in his Hall of Fame jacket or something.
Oh, dude, can you imagine? They trot Patrick Willis out there. Here's one for you. What if they brought a Swag Kelly out there? They just trot him out there and let him. I mean, I have to believe he'd be great TV, right? Have to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Chad's never one to mince words. So yeah, he would be good. It'd probably be some asking for trouble if you put Chad Kelly and Pat McAfee next to each other. But
okay, I got one for you. Okay, one, that's 100% true. That would be, I mean, if you're the guy who has to mute the swear words, you're like sweating that entire segment, like, not like ready to press that button. I thought about it. I got my answer. Eli Manning. I think they get Eli Manning. You bring him back to Oxford. He is great on camera. He's hilarious. He's not like, I think he'd be the guy that I'd put money on. If Taylor Swift doesn't answer the call, which she'd be a fool not to, but if she doesn't, Eli Manning's my pick.
Yeah, I haven't checked
the worldwide tour schedule. I mean, Taylor Swift might just keep touring because she's making so much money, so it may not work. But yeah, Eli would be great. He normally is wanting to like stay out of the limelight and be low key. But yeah, if it's that, because I think if it's undefeated Ole Miss, undefeated Georgia, it has to be 1-2, right?
I think so. Or I mean, I'm trying to think who else would even be in that discussion. Okay, so maybe Oregon's undefeated at that point. Ohio State could be undefeated at that point. But at the end of like top two, top three matchup, like yeah. Eli, if you can't flip the switch, you can't swing into action for your alma mater for a top three, top two matchup. Like we gotta have a different discussion about the ties to your former yeah. school.
Yeah, it would. I have no doubt that they'll get a good one for that one, because that
have to.
I don't know if Ole Miss and Oxford have the bandwidth for undefeated Ole Miss, undefeated Georgia. I mean, Oxford would be bursting at the seams. It would be wild.
Love it.
But yeah, JD, as always, we appreciate you bringing the juice here on the show. You can check him out, The Hard Count with JD Pickell, every day on the On3 YouTube channel. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, JD Pickell. Man, as always, pleasure. And we appreciate you taking some time for us, man.
Zach, pleasure's all mine, man. Anytime I can jump on here and talk ball with you, someone who knows the game like you do, it's a blast for me. So thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah. Thanks, man. That's going to do it for the flagship. We've got more podcasts coming to you. If you missed the Ivy League with Kari Coleman, that is up. Check that out. And then, as always, stay locked in at omspirit.com. We've got tons of content there as fall camp week 2 rolling on, and recruiting, as you know, never stops. So we've got tons of recruiting stuff there as well. So for JD over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Y'all have a good weekend. We out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.